Coffee jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, how are you?
Morena, I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to be up here this morning.
It's lovely to have you up here.
And the sun is kind of sort of poking its head through the clouds, maybe temporarily, but it's lighting up the studio.
It's quite warm.
Yeah, I've just realised we've got these fun like disco lights in the BFM studio, and I was playing around with them before, and I've just realised I've left one of them on blue, and the rest are all like normal. I'm like, oh, well, one little fun disco light. I'll sort that out while we're talking. What are we talking about today?
So the book that I have today is called Messing Up the Paintwork: The Wit and Wisdom of Mark E. Smith.
Exciting!
So, in January this year, we lost Mark E. Smith, one of the most iconic and singular people in a band, The Fall, ever. And it's a funny wee book. It's a little celebration of the man. And I guess MES was known for having an extraordinary way with words. And this book kind of collects his best quotes, caustic insults. And it's interspersed with little stories from journalists and people who loved him. And it's super sweary and it's really fun. And it's
sounds
just
great.
It's pretty crack up. I guess Mark E. Smith was known as a crabby, belligerent codger, quite complicated and super smart, and not a star or a celebrity, but sort of hugely iconic. So he was the lead singer and only constant member of The Fall, who since 1979 produced something like 32 studio albums and about three times as much as that in compilations and live records. And what I love about him is that he's a non-musician and he sort of ran the group like a dictatorship. Something like 60 members and a revolving door policy.
Yep.
And great lyrics and delivery, and I guess he could be either charming or explosive.
Right, yes. I think that seems to be the general consensus, is that he had like people he liked and people he did not like, and you knew which one you were.
So the book is filled with quotes about people, but when I was looking up this book, I read a review of it from some crummy blog. And I'll just read it out.
Okay.
I'll read it out. The idea of this book is bad. It's a sort of stocking filler book, the kind of book that Fall fans would absolutely reject as inauthentic, the kind of book that Fall fans would expect MES to wildly deride. And yet, knowing what a raconteur he was, Fall fans would know that this book contains gold, but no way on earth would they be able to admit it. The only people who would buy this book are A, friends of Fall fans who have never liked the Fall themselves, or B, and this is the one that gets me, girlfriends, wives, partners of Fall fans who would never buy this for themselves.
Oh, yuck.
Such an obnoxious...
Oh, that's just so gross.
Yep, obnoxious
Let
quote.
Me guess, written by a man.
Oh, yes. And I think there is this really obnoxious thing around the Fall about how women apparently don't like them. And I belong to all these Fall nerd groups.
And you're living proof that is not true.
But largely it's just all these middle-aged men complaining about their wives and girlfriends not liking the Fall. And then, you know, anytime their wife makes a Fall reference, they're so proud. And it's just like, well, you know, you guys are basically morons, because of course there are women who like the Fall.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you can see I've marked all these pages of just crack-up quotes. And
it's got a nice cover, actually.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful-looking book.
Yeah, it's a nice little hardback with a photo of Mark.
Mark.
Should I read out a quote?
Yeah, I'd love that.
Okay, so this is Mark E. Smith on drinking. People have forgotten how to drink. Proper pubs went a long time ago. It used to be, if you were stressed, if you'd had a row with your wife, you'd go to the pub for an hour, sit down and sort it out in your mind. You can't do that now. TV's everywhere. Fucking tortilla chips. I should really say it in his voice.
I know, it's one of those things where it's like, I think I can imagine it in his voice, though. You were saying as well before, it's in like huge print, which kind of is just like Mark E. Smith actually speaking.
Big voice.
Yeah.
His ranting. It's a really funny book. So we know the revolving door policy of the band members, and John Peel, who was a huge Fall fan, you know, he said they're always different, always the same, which is true. he's talking about, in a documentary about The Fall, he talks about how, you know, they went through so many band members, and John Peel says it's become almost a kind of joke, except, of course, to the people concerned. By and large, people disappear without a trace. I don't know whether he's killing them or what.
I kind of like the idea that Marky Smith is kind of like some sort of mobster as well, this idea that he runs his band like a mob. It's kind of fitting, I reckon.
Yeah. So, yeah, great book. Stuart McConey, the great music journalist, has written a little essay in here, and heaps of quotes from other people.
So the format of a book, is it just quotes of his, or has it got sort of...
Yeah, so it's quotes of his, and then it's journalists talking about him, and then it's interspersed with some drawings that people have done,
as well.
And little essays here by fans and journalists and people who have met him and interviewed him, and they have a little anecdote, and they're all great. Yeah.
It's nice. It is like a little testimonial to him as a person, which is really cool. Yeah,
it's just a fun little intriguing book, and I think Fall fans would like it.
Yeah. Well, as a Fall fan yourself, you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's crack up. It's just the kind of book that you want to read bits out to people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just like you probably, you know, think about things you have heard Marky Smith say, and it just will stick with you in the back of your head as well. You know, he's a real character. Or was a real character.
Was a real character.
And people can grab this from Time Out.
People can grab it from Time Out. He hated nostalgia, by the way. And he says, it's easy to slip into nostalgia. The 70s were crap. The 60s were crap. The 50s were crap, even though I was only two.
He can remember that far back.
Remember. Yeah. So it's $30, and it's called Messing Up the Paintwork, The Wit and Wisdom of Marky Smith. And the song that I've picked... So in January, when we found out that Marky Smith had died, I was on the bus on my way to work and had my headphones on, and I was listening to the album Infotainment Scan. Mm-hmm. And the song Lost in Music was playing in my headphones, and that's the great cover of the disco song by Sister Sledge. And, you know, that song always makes me smile. And then I nipped over to Twitter and then saw, oh, God, he's died. And it might sound kind of extraordinary that I happen to be listening to The Fall, but actually it's not, because I listen to them
all the time. Yeah.
I cried all the way to work. Oh. And my co-workers were like, who? Marky Smith? Who?
This is not the place for me to cry about this.
No. Felt very exposed and sensitive.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure many a BFM listener will very much sympathise with that feeling as well. I know everyone was pretty sad around the station when that was announced too. Mm. So we're going to listen to Lost in Music now, and you can grab that book. What's the title again?
Messing Up the Paintwork, The Wit and Wisdom of Marky Smith.
It's a good one. You can grab that from Time Out. Thanks so much, Kieran, for coming up.
Thank you.
Le money, il sur le tableau. Il money, le money sur le tableau. Sir, the palace of excess leads to the palace of excess. Feel so alive. Ha! quit when my turn's on fire. I watch the music.
Loose Reads.